Be'ezras Hashem b'lineder. Let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moya, Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Yud Gimel. We left off on the very last words of Rosh Hashanah Yud Beis and Beis. Good morning, Dani Mordechai, David Yoshua, Reuben, Yeshaya Yitzchak, Chana Chanach, Avi Dr. Joe, Chaim, Michael, Gershon Eitan, and Tzvika. Here we go. Amali Rabbi Zeya the Ravasi, the very bottom line. The Gemara had just presented a proof. It's probably important for us to know that when something grows one-third of its overall growth in a particular year, that is Koveya that year for Meiser, for Shemitah, growing one-third of the growth. And the Gemara wants to know, how do we know that? So maybe we'll just back up and do that again. So the Gemara had said, Amar Kra, Amar Avasim Rabbi Yochan, Umatuba Mishmita Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Amar Kra, Miketz Sheva Shanim Bimoeid Shnas HaShemitah V'chag HaSukkos. That's weird. At the end of 7 years, during the seventh year, on Sukkos, make up your mind. Shnas HaShemitah Mahavidatei V'chag HaSukkos Sheminisi, it's the eighth year. El Lomalach Kol Tvua Shehivia Shlish. We're going to see in today's daf, how do we know it's the third? Kol Tvua Shehivia Shlish B'Shviyis. If the grain, that's the grapes or the olives or any of the chameshes minei dog and the grains, if it's tvua shevi'a shlish b'shvi'as, lefnei Rosh Hashanah, atanoig ba minig shvi'as b'shminis. Even in the eighth year, you have to treat it as seventh year fruit if it grew one-third of its growth in the seventh year. Amalei Rav Zeir l'Ravasi. So Rav Zeir said to Rav Asi, v'dilma lo ayil klal. How do you know that this pasuk is talking about stuff that grew in the seventh year? Maybe there's a halacha that even anything that grows post the seventh year, there's a din of tosefes, you have to add on to the year. So even if it grew completely in the eighth year, up until Sukkos, you still have to treat it like Shemitah because of tosefes. V'dumalo ayo klal, v'kama rachmana, t'shamet v'tezel ad chaga Sukkos. Maybe Shemitah, maybe that's telling you that the laws of Shemitah continue up until Sukkos, even if it did not grow in the seventh year whatsoever, says the Gemara Lo Saka Dati. You can't say it like that. Tichsev, because it says about Chag HaSukkos. There's an extra pasuk. V'chag ha'osif, b'tzeis hashana, b'ospecha es ma'asecha min asada. My osif. Why is this holiday called? Why is the Torah added in Chag HaOsif? My asif, ilema chag haba b'zman asifa. If you're trying to tell me that the Yontif of Sukkos comes, good morning, Jeremy. Good morning, Donnie. During the time of the gathering, you already have another pasuk. Haksiv ba'aspecha es ma'asecha min asada. You have another pasuk that says ba'aspecha. Ella my asif. So the Gemara at first thinks this extra word asif doesn't actually mean gathering. It means my asif katsir. It means harvest, meaning that you harvested it on Sukkos. V'kim lehu l'rabbanan, the rabbis know, de kol tvua sheniktzera b'chag, any wheat that was harvested on Sukkos, b'yodua shehivia shlish l'fnei Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Gemara says. If you harvested it on Sukkos, that means it had to have grown a third before Rosh Hashanah. The kakar lebitzeis hashana. And yet it still calls this wheat the wheat of the seventh year. So you harvested it on the eighth. It had to have grown a third in the seventh. It's calling it produce of the seventh. Kum tochais. You see from this that anything that grew a third in last year is called last year's fruit. Says the Gemara. What kind of a strange drasha is that? Says the Gemara. Well, first the Gemara has a little side point. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu the Rabbi Zera. V'kim luhu l'rabbanan bein shlish l'pachas mishlish. Like the rabbis were such farmers, they were such experts at the botany. The rabbis were such botanical experts to know that something that on Sukkos was fully developed had grown exactly a third beforehand. Maybe it was a little before a third. Maybe it was a little more than a third. It was mamish. Pitlach, it was exactly that way. Amalei, Lav Aminasa, Rabbi Zeira said back to Rabbi Yira, Lav Aminilch, didn't I tell you, Lo Tapik Nafshach, Labar Mehilchasa. Don't try to question the rabbis in their exact shiurim of knowing exact shiurim for things, exact amounts. Kol Midas Chachamim Kenu. When the rabbis gave you a shiur, it was an exact shiur. They gave you exact shiurim. Namely, Arboim Sa Hu Tovel, Barboim Sa Chasar Kurtiv, Eni Yachal Litbalbay. 40 Sa is the shiur of a mikvah. 40 Sa less than a Kurtiv. How much is a Kurtiv? 1/64 of a lug. Very small amount. 1/64 of a lug. If it's 40 Sa minus 1/64 of a lug, Eino Yachal Litbol Behem. Even though it's a tiny drop missing, the rabbi said 40 sa means exactly of 40 sa. Kebetza metami tumas ochlin. When the rabbi said that you need food the size of a shear of a beta, is metami tumas ochlin. Good morning, Rabbi Eliezer Dov. Kebetza metami tumas ochlin. Kebetza chaser shumshum. If it's a kebetza minus a sesame seed, Eino metami tumas ochlin. When the rabbis gave you a shear, they gave it exact. Shlosha al shlosha mitame medris. If you have a garment that is the size of three etzvaos, three fingers by three fingers, like this, 3 by 3, right? 3 by 3. So, right, shlosha etzva is miloshen zachar. If it's shalosh, no, I got it wrong. I'm sorry, I'm wrong. Shlosha tfachim. Right, shlosha is loshen zachar. So tefach, etzba is actually mekeva, so it would be shalosh etzbos. So shlosha tefachim, I apologize. Three tefachim, not the three etzbos. That's a different shear. That's the minimum, right? This is tumas medrash, so you got to be able to sit on it. It's got to be right. If it's three fingers by three fingers, you're not sitting on anything. Three tefachim by three tefachim is the minimum size of a garment that you sit on it, mitame midras. If a zav or a zava would sit on it, so it's three tefachim by three tefachim, it's royal yeshiva, it's big enough to sit on it. But shloish al shloish chaser nima, it's missing one string, nima achas, einu matavi medrus. So we see that the shiurim that the rabbis gave were exact. Now, some of the Rishonim point out over here, what do you mean, the shiurim of chachamim? The Maariv Chayes writes, what do you mean, didn't we learn in Maseches Yuma, Shiur and Chatzitz is halacha l'moshe misinai. What are you telling me the shiur, the rabbis were making this shiur? It's halacha l'moshe misinai. So asks the Maariv Chayes. Even though all the halacha l'moshe misinai. However, that is in terms of what to use as your shiur. However, to decide what shiur gets malchus, what shiur gets bayura bayimatze, what shiur is achil of Yom Kippur, to assign the shiurim to different halachas, that was the rabbis. The shiur itself is halacha Moshe Misinai, but to assign what goes to what, which shiur goes to which iser, or which shiur goes to which mitzvah, that the rabbis, that was nimsa l'chachamim. So says the Maariv Chayes. So don't ask questions on the rabbis. They assign these shiurim in an exacting fashion. Said, but then the Gemara backs out. Rabbi Yirmi now backs out. Hadar Amar Rabbi Yirmi, Lav Milsehid Amri. This question that I asked, are the rabbis really experts in knowing the 1/3 of a growth? So Rabbi Yirmi says, I have a proof that certainly the rabbis were certainly very, very careful about this. Dubo Mine Chav Raya, Rav Kahana, because Rav Kahana's Chaverim asked Rav Kahana, Omer Shekrivi Yisrael B'Knisas Al-Aretz, Mehechan Ekrivu. He's making an assumption that when Klal Yisrael got to Eretz Yisrael the first time, so they brought a carbon Omer in order to allow them to eat the new grains when they got to Eretz Yisrael. Now, we know they got to Eretz Yisrael on the 10th of Nisan. We're going to see that. And they were Makriv the Omer 6 days later. So how do they have grain, how do they have barley that they could use for that Karvas HaOmer? Mehechan Ekrivu, where do they have barley from? Im Tomar Da'ayal B'yad Nochri, if you're going to tell me that the grains grew in the hands of the non-Jews, the Arabs who lived in Israel before they got there, Kitzir Chema Rachman, of a low Kitzir Nachri. It's got to be owned by a Jew, not owned by a Goy. Mimai, well, who said that they actually brought the carbon omer? Mimai da akrivu the carbon mincha? Dilmalo akrivu, says, well, no, lo sagada, you can't say that. Tiksev, because there's a pasuk in Yoshua that says, Vayochlu me'avar ha'aretz mimachas ha'pesach. They ate from the new crop after Pesach. Mimachas ha'pesach achol. Me'ikar lo achol. Sounds like they only started eating the new crop on the 16th, which is the day of the carbon omer. Da'akrivu omer v'hadar achli. So obviously it means they brought the carbon omer and then they ate the new crop. Says, so mehechan hikrivu. So where'd they bring it from? Amar lahen, so Rav Kahana said back to them, kol shelo hevi shlish miyad biyad nachri. Rav Kahana said that really it was planted by the guy. However, it was prior, it grew less than a third by the guy. And so now the Jews came in, they bought property, and it turned a third in the hands of a Jew. Says the Gemara. How do you know that's true? If you want to tell me the rabbis, the Dilma Ayel Velo Kimlehu, maybe it brought a third, maybe it grew a third in the hands of the guy, and the rabbis don't know how did they know what was a third and what was not a third? How did they know what to buy? So he's explaining his raya, right? Rav Kahana told them they bought stuff that wasn't a third, and then it grew a third. So how did the rabbis know? Ella must be, you see from this story, Kimlehu, the rabbis knew how to distinguish between less than a third and a third. So Hachanami, so too, in terms of this halacha, that anything that grew, that was harvested on Sukkos, that it grew a third beforehand, Hachanami Kimlehu. Just like the rabbis, just like Klal Yisrael, when they got to Eretz Yisrael, knew what's less than a third or what's more than a third. So the rabbis also knew that anything that was harvested by Sukkos would have grown less than a third in the last year. Says the Gemara, that's not a good proof. What kind of proof is that? Vidilma lo ayil klal. Maybe that's talking about a case. Maybe when Klal Yisrael got into Eretz Yisrael, the wheat, the barley actually, had not grown at all. And that's when they purchased it, so they knew it grew by a Jew. How do you know it was talking about stuff that was just less than a third? Maybe they purchased stuff that had not grown at all. That's what they purchased. Aval hecha da ayil riva. But in the case of where, let's say, it grew a quarter, not a third, it grew, but bein shlish lepachos mishlish lo kimlehu, maybe the rabbis wouldn't be able to tell the difference. And this was a case that didn't grow at all. That's how they knew that it was okay to purchase that. Says Gemar lo sakadaitach. You can't say that. Tachsiv, because we know, when did they get there? V'ha'am ha'olum en ha'yardim be'esor l'chodesh. They got there on the 10th day of Nisan. V'isakadaitach delo ayo klal. If you're telling me that when they got there, the stuff had not begun to grow at all, b'chamisha yomim mikamalia. How in the world is it going to grow all the way from zero to a third in 5 days? It's not shayach that wheat's going to grow so fast. So it must be that it was less than the third. So they went around buying stuff that was exactly less than the third, and then they knew it was going to be a third afterwards. B'chamisha yomim mikamalia, elamai, da'al rivo danka. Must be when they got in there, it had grown a quarter or a sixth. Says Gemara, akati, b'chamisha yomim mikamalia. Okay, so very nice. They bought it less than a third. But what, you're going to tell me that in 5 days, they mamish knew to buy it 5 days before it grew a third? Even if they bought it a quarter or a sixth, it's still in 5 days, it's not going to grow to be a third. Elamaisach lemeimar, eretz tzvi ksiv ba. What are you going to have to tell me? Eretz Yisrael has special segulos. It's eretz hatzvi. Just like a deer runs very fast, so too in Eretz Yisrael, the stuff ripens very quickly. So who says they bought it less than a third? Maybe they bought it a quarter, maybe they bought it less than a quarter. Just like you could tell me it could grow to the third quickly, maybe it could grow even from less than a quarter to a third quickly. So the Gemara says, there's no raya from here. There's no raya from here. So we don't have a raya that the Chacham knew had to be mavdil. We just have to say, like Reb Zera said, that listen, the Chachamim knew what they were talking about, and we can't ask questions against the Shiurim of Chachamim. The Chachamim gave the Shiurim to be exact. But now the Gemara is going to back out of this entire source for that this being a third. Says the Gemara, Maskev l'Rabbi Chanina, Umi Matzah Samas Dahai Osif Kotzir Hu. How could you say that this Chag Ha'asif B'tzeis Hashana Ba'as B'chosim, how could you say that word Osif means the harvest? V'oksiv, it says about Chag Ha'asukas Tazim, Ba'as B'chom Yigar L'chom Yikvecha V'amamar B'psol Skorim V'yekav B'chosim Dabar. The reason the Torah had to say the word Chag Ha'asif, the reason we got to call the holiday Chag Ha'asif, is because the Schach that you use for a sukkah has to come from stuff that you harvest, the harvest of the Goren V'yekav. That's the stuff that you are, you need that pasuk to tell me that for schach you got to have stuff that you're harvesting now. That's what I need the pasuk for. That's why it's called Chag Ha'asif. It's not extra to tell me katzir. It's telling me the name of the holiday, which is that we need to use sukkahs from schach. You need to use schach from psolus Goren V'yekav, because that's what you're harvesting right at that time. So that's what you're gathering. That's what you're gathering in. So it's not telling me harvest. It's telling me gathering the psolus goren v'yekev that's used as schach. So the Gemara says, you're right. Amar Reb Zeira, ha-mil sahav havi bi'adon. V'asar Reb Chanina shadah b'nagar. We thought we had the proof of how I know that stuff that grows one-third. We thought we knew we had the proof of stuff that grows one-third. And Reb Chanina came and he chucked an axe into it. Shadah b'nagar. I mean, he chopped it down. He chopped down the raya. We thought we had a raya, but he chopped down the raya. So we have a different raya. Says the Gemara, Elam Inolan, how do you know that it's one-third of the growth of something that determines which year of the seven-year Shemitah cycle? Do you give Maaser Ani? Do you give Maaser Sheni? Is it Shemitah? Is it not Shemitah? How do we know that the growth of a third is what's Koveya, something in which year? Shemitah, a different drush. Elam Inolan, Kitas Sanu into the Brisa, Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef Omer. It says, as far as Shemitah is concerned, that Klai Yisrael is going to say, Ma, with Pasukin Parshas Bahar, Ma no mar bashana shviyas, Ma no chal, right? What are we going to eat? If we don't work the land in the seventh year, what are we going to eat? Hein lo nizav lo nesav estfuah seinu. So what does Hashem say? I'm going to vitzivisias birchasi lechem, I'm going to make my bracha in the sixth year. V'asas estfuah l'shlosh hashanim. In the sixth year, there's going to be enough food for the sixth, the seventh, and the eighth. L'shlosh Hashan. Al turki l'shlosh, ela l'shlish. That va'asas. When is the tefuah considered to be va'asas? When it's one-third growth. Al turki l'shalosh, ela l'shlish. Once it's grown one-third, then that's considered to be its growth. Says the Gemara, v'hami v'yale l'gufay. Don't you need this pasuk for it itself? That l'shlosh? Says Gemara, no. You have a different pasuk for that. Ksiv kara achrina. Afterwards it says, Uzratem es hashana hashminis v'achaltem min hatvuah yoshon ad hashana hatshiyis. You see, you're going to be eating old wheat. You're going to be eating sixth year wheat for six, seven, and eight until the ninth year. So you have the pasuk already. So v'as es hatvuah l'shlish is extra to teach me that Tvua shehivia shlish, that's the determining factor of which year of the Shemitah cycle it's in, which means if it grew a third in the second year, it's Maaser Sheni. If it grew a third in the third year, it's Maaser Ani. If it grew a third in the sixth year, it's not Shemitah. If it grew a third in the seventh year, it is Shemitah, etc., etc. That's the determining factor. Oh, let's continue. So, now, what about legumes? Pretty much all I eat these days, so very important. Legumes, what about legumes? Says the Gemara. Tanan hasam. What's the shear of legumes? We learned in a Mishnah in Shviyas, ha'orez, rice, v'hadochen is another type of legume, similar to rice. It's millet, whatever that is. Ha'orez v'hadochen, v'haprogin, the type of pomegranate, v'hashumshimin, sesame, all these types of legumes, shehishrishu lefnei Rosh Hashanah, if they took root before Rosh Hashanah, misasun l'sha'avar, so it's last year, umutar b'shvias, and if they take root before Shvias, then you're allowed to eat them during the Shemitah year. It has no Kedusha Shvius because they took root. Legumes, it doesn't depend on a third. It doesn't depend on the harvest. It depends on when they took root. It all follows when does it take root. Amar Rabbanan, Elon, so Rabbah says, why when it comes to legumes do we follow when it takes root? Amar Rabbanan, Elon Basar Chanata, fruit of a tree, in terms of which year of the Shemitah cycle is, fruit of the tree, we follow when it begins to blossom. When the fruit actually begins to blossom, chanata. Tevua v'zeisim. Tevua means grain and grapes, and zeisim, olives. Basar shlish, that's what we just said, one third of its growth. Yerek, basar lakita. Vegetables follow the harvest. So hani, these legumes that we're following when they take root. So Kaman Shavin Rabbanan. So, like, which of these other things are the rabbis saying? We don't find anything follows taking root. So why didn't the rabbis say legumes follow the harvest like vegetables? Hadar Amar Rava. No, let me explain to you why legumes follow when it takes root and not when it is the harvest. You know why? Because legumes are different. They grow differently than everything else. Because apparently when you may plant all these legumes, they all mature at different times. They're not harvested at the same time. So, and if you do harvest them at the same time, they all are at a different stage of growth. So it's impossible that the harvest should be koveya then, because if you don't harvest them all at the same time, and if you would harvest everything at the same time and pile them up in one big pile, you're going to find some of them are more advanced and some of them are less advanced. Some of them are from this year and some of them are from last year. If you follow the harvest, some of them have grown and some of them haven't grown. And you're going to end up taking from the new stuff on the old stuff. So therefore, Azli Rabban Basa Hashrasha, the rabbis said, let's follow when they take root, because they all take root at the same time. If you plant them at the same time, they're going to take root at the same time. And therefore, you're not going to end up taking Maiser from the old on the new. And since all of these Maisers are Midrabanan anyway, so the rabbis can establish, you know, which one, what you follow by each thing, says the Gemara. If that's the reason why you're telling me that you should follow when it takes root, so why don't you just say, V'yitzbar go runo l'socho? Why don't you just follow when it gathered? Now you're worried that everything's at a different stage. You're worried that everything's at a different stage. Why are you following when it's gathered? Let's follow Lakita, but make a big pile of it. Mix the pile together. You tell me, when you harvest it, it's like everything's at a different stage. So mix the pile, mix it well. So now you have a pile that some of it is from last year, some of it's from this year, fine, because they all grew at different stages, shkayach. But why don't you mix it all together? And when you take Trumas and Maisers, so you're going to be taking some this year on this year, and some last year, listen, you mixed it well. If you mixed it well, you'll have a little bit of each type, so you'll be able to take Trumas and Maisers from it itself. Since it's well mixed, so you're going to have new for new and old for old. And I'll bring you a proof that you could do this. Milo Tanya, didn't we learn in a brisa? Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, Amar Mishum, Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, they say Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, Pul Amitzri, this type of Egyptian bean. Shezara Lazera. So if you planted it to eat the seed, not to plant it. You planted it to eat the seed, so then it follows a legume that you follow when it takes root. Miktsasu Hishrish Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, Miktsasu Hishrish Lachar Rosh Hashanah, Ein Tarmid Amasin Mizeh Alzeh. So if you planted it for the sake of eating the seed, so then it's like a legume, so it follows when it takes root. So if some of it took root before Rosh Hashanah and some of it took root after Rosh Hashanah, so you're not allowed to take Meiser from the stuff that grew before Rosh Hashanah for the stuff after, or vice versa. Lefi, Ein Tarm Masin Mizel Zeh. Lefi She'ein Tarm Masin Lomina Chodesh Al Yosh Al Yosh Al Chodesh. So what should you do? Now you have a problem. You have all these legumes. Some of them grew before. So how do you take Trumas and Meisers? Very simple. Tzover Goron L'Socho. Make a big pile of everything that was harvested at the same time. And mix it up. Mix it up well. So Nimtza Tori Mumaisim and Achadosh Shabo. Allah Shabo. If you mix it all together, so you're going to have a whole nice thorough mixture of old stuff with new stuff. So if you take a fistful or whatever, you take a tenth or however much you're going to take, so you're going to get some of both. So you see that mixing works in order to take Trumas and Maisis evenly off of stuff that was from last year, this year. Just mix it all together. Says the Gemara. Really? That works? That's actually a dispute. Amale, so Rabba said to Abaye, Rabbi Shimon Shezuri? Ka'amris, you're bringing a proof from the words of Rabbi Shimon Shezuri? Rabbi Shimon Shezuri Savar Yesh Bila. Yeah. Rabbi Shimon Shezuri is the famous shita that holds that this mixing trick works. That when you mix everything together, so we're going to view it as if you took from the old on the old and the new on the new. He holds Yesh Bila, that mixing works. You're allowed to rely on Bila. We assume it was mixed very, very well. And now you're being mafra, so you can have the right amount of Meiser of the old stuff on the right amount of Meiser on the old stuff, and the right amount of Meiser for the new stuff on the new stuff. The Rabbanon Savri Ein Bila. However, there's a Shitas Chachamim that argues on Rav Shimon Shezuri, and they hold that you're not allowed to rely on Bila because maybe it wasn't mixed appropriately. Maybe in the percentages, you can have a little, when you mafresh on the new stuff, you can have a little more of the old stuff, and when you mafresh on the old stuff, you have a little more of the new stuff. So, therefore, mixing does not work. And that's why we don't follow by legumes, we don't follow the harvest, we follow when they took root. Because when they took root, you'll be able to tell the difference between the old and the new. If you follow the harvest, you won't be able to tell the difference. Some of it will have grown last year and some of it will have grown this year. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Nachmani Amar Shmuel Halacha k'Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur she'amar mishum Rabbi Shimon Shezuri. Says the Gemara, and we follow. How do we paskin? Says the Gemara, we paskin like Reb Shimon Shezuri, that you are allowed to mix together. If a little bit took root before and a little bit took after, you could mix the whole thing together, and take Trumas and Maisis that way. Okay, we're in the middle here. Let's try to do a little bit more. We'll start this, but we'll probably come back to it again tomorrow. But let's just start it briefly. Says the Gemara, Maskevler Rabbi Zeira, Umi Amar Shmuel Hachi. Did Shmuel really paskin that this, like Rabbi Shimon Shezuri, did Shmuel really paskin that this mixing trick works? But Shmuel in a different context, Amar Shmuel, Lachol Ein Bila, Chutz Miyayin V'Shemen. But Shmuel, when it came to a mixture of old stuff and new stuff, he says, Lakol Ein Bila, anything that's dry, the principle of Bila, mixture, does not work. You have to separate it out. Chutz Miyayin V'Shemen, except for liquids. Yeah, by liquids it makes sense. If you mix them together, you'll have the appropriate, you could assume you'll have the appropriate mixture. It's all becomes one thing. But by dry things, we're afraid maybe you didn't mix it up well. So you see that Shmuel holds Ein Bila. So how can you say Shmuel passed like Shimon Shezuri? Says the Gemara, Ishtamitze. When Rabbi Zeira asked this question, he forgot. Hod Amar Shmuel, Hakol Holich Achar Gemar Pri. No, you misunderstood Shmuel. Rabbi Zeira, you misunderstood Shmuel. When Shmuel Paskin, like really Shmuel holds, you write Ein Bila. Really, Shmuel holds ein bila. Mixture by dry stuff, bila does not work. So why are we passing like Rabbi Shimon Chazuri? That if some stuff took root before Rosh Hashanah, and some stuff took root after Rosh Hashanah, you could mix it all together for a different reason. Because he doesn't follow taking root. Not because mixture works. Mixture doesn't work. But both of the ones that took root before, took root after, they're all the same year. Because he doesn't follow taking root, says the Gemara. He follows Gemar Pri. Shmuel ho hakol ho l'chaka Gemar Pri. It doesn't follow when it takes root. It follows when the thing finishes growing. So we don't care when it took root. That's why you can mix together stuff from before Rosh Hashanah. Not because mixing works, because they're all not Gemar Pri yet. So they all follow the later year. Hakol ho l'chaka Gemar Pri. So turns out, let's just close with this. We'll pick it up from the word of Tzricha tomorrow. But Moshe Shabbos here. So it turns out, Shmuel said three distinct different halachos. And we're going to have to explain why we need all three. So Shmuel said three halachos. What are Shmuel's three halachos? Halacha ka Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. We follow Rabbi Shimon Shizuri who said that if... we follow Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. So Shmuel said, we follow Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. Yeah, that if some of it took root before Rosh Hashanah, and some of it took root after Rosh Hashanah, you can mix them all together. Why? Not because mixture works. Because he follows Gemar Pri when it finishes growing. So we follow Shimon Shizuri. He also holds Bila does not work. Mixture does not work except for wine and oil. Mixture only works with liquids like wine and oil. And he also holds everything follows the Gemar Pri. So the Gemara is going to want to know, why did Shmuel have to say all three of these separate independent statements? Why did he have to say Halacha ka Rabbi Shimon Shizuri and Halacha ka and Hakol ho Lakol ein bilu chos miyam shen and Hakol ho rachig mar pri? Why do you have to see all three? So we'll pick that up as Hashem from tomorrow. Everyone should have a great Shabbos. We'll see you Motzei Shabbos approximately 40 minutes after Shabbos. Approximately 40 minutes after Shabbos. 20 minutes for Meirav and 20 minutes to help clean up.